Hey, Wingman Nation, welcome to the Wingman Men's Moment Podcast. This is podcast producer John Delaney hanging at the hangar with Randy Ferreira, co-founder of Wingman Nation. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, brother. Good to see you. We're missing our buddy Pastor Jay, but man, we got some great stories that'll be coming out soon about some miracles in the works.
Yes. Yeah, he's out sick, but we'll catch up on that later.
We definitely will catch up on that. And speaking of catch, this week's episode is called Catch That Fox. And it's all about how little things can destroy. And we're going to be looking at Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. Take it away, brother.
Hey, thank you, John. Well, welcome everybody to the Wingman website or Wingman podcast. Men's Moment podcast. Yes. How little things can destroy. Catch the fox. So Song of Solomon 2:15 says, catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that are ruining the vineyards while our vineyards are in blossom. So obviously there's a lot of meaning there, a lot of hidden meaning and some actual meaning. But, you know, we're going to take you and show you how this Song of Solomon, catch the foxes for us, relates to us in temptation and what's going on. But as it relates to marriage that breaks up, every home that falls apart, every teenager's life that's destroyed, every life that's wasted, and every Christian's testimony that has been ruined is because too much of too little, too late.
That's good.
It could happen to you. It could happen to me. We're all capable of self-destruction. I mean, right, John? I mean, everybody just gets caught up in life.
Absolutely.
And as Christians, it's normally not the big things that bring us down, right? It's the little guys. It's the foxes. You know, we got to catch those things. So we wouldn't, as a matter of conviction, applaud divorce, right? But Christians do get divorced.
They do.
We wouldn't high-five immorality, like sexual sin, but Christians get caught in immorality, too.
All the time.
We don't embrace non-Christian religions, but there are Christians who are seduced into cults.
Yeah.
More than we realize.
Had an example of it I saw recently.
Yeah.
Someone that is a solid Christian, but they're reading the Quran.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and they're thinking there's some good things in the Quran. Hmm. So I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah. We don't endorse pornography, right? Just the opposite. But lots of Christians get hooked on pornography. I mean, there's statistics out there that say 50% of all men sitting in church are struggling with pornography.
It might be more than that.
Might be more. Yeah. And that's the guys who are professing to be Christians for the most part, or at least trying to. So, you know, we're opposed to affairs like adultery and all of that, but Christians do that too. So, you know, we don't just all of a sudden turn our back on church. Put up your Bible and seldom read it. Stop praying unless it's an emergency or throw it away. Or throw away our Christian walk and testimony. It just doesn't happen all of a sudden. It's the little things that begin to eat away at our convictions, our Christianity, our commitment. It's like it's a slow leak as opposed to a big blowout. You know, we don't fall all at once, right?
Right. There's a song, and I can't remember the name of the song, but it talks about a slow burn, how people, things don't happen overnight.
Yes.
The decision to for a young girl to give up her virginity early, for a guy to give up his marriage, it's not something that happens all of a sudden. It's step by step by step.
Right.
Then all of a sudden you're there, you know. Yeah. So, you know, the things we're talking about, the foxes, and I almost equate, I mean, foxes are cute little animals opposed to a rat
or a mice.
But unless these little things we're talking about are detected and destroyed, they eventually and gradually become big things.
Right, right.
They're small, they're subtle, they're sinister, they're little steps, little by little, small step by small step, that lead you away from God and from what is right. So Satan's not going to approach you for your permission to ruin your marriage.
Yep.
You know, hey, John, come my way.
Right.
You know, he does it subtly. He's not going to ask you for permission to ruin your family, your body, your life. It just doesn't work that way. But over time, Satan knows these little things begin to add up and show up.
Mm-hmm.
A termite is a small thing, yet given time, it will destroy the strongest of houses. A cancer cell is a little thing, but and a bullet. There you go. A bullet could, you can put it in the palm of your hand, but it could take your life in the right weapon.
Yeah.
A signature on a piece of paper is a little thing, yet it can completely affect your future.
Mm-hmm.
A little match can destroy an entire forest that has taken years to grow. I have a friend that actually, they were up in the Ocala National Forest years ago, and they buried their campfire, and someone didn't do a good job of burying it completely, and it burned 30,000 acres.
Oh, gosh.
So it's amazing what one little match can do. A raindrop, given enough of them, it can produce a flood that sweeps everything away in its path. A word is a little thing, yet it can change the course of history.
Yeah.
Words like yes, no, even wait. I love the word wait. And that's a great word that people don't hear often enough when we go to God, he didn't answer my prayer. No, he probably told you to wait, but you didn't catch that, you know. In the book of James, it says your tongue is a small thing, yet directs our entire life, either for good or for bad.
Totally
our choice.
Tongue can get you in trouble big time.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about this? I guess you've never, ever thought of this. What about your little toe? Oh, no, it's a little toe. You never see it. Sometimes it curls under the rest of them, right? But when it connects with a piece of furniture at 3 in the morning when you're up going to the bathroom, man, it sounds like a big deal, right? That's just your little teeny toe. So you get the point. The fruit that even Adam and Eve ate in the garden, that was just a little thing. But wow, one small bite, and boom, humanity changed forever. Samson, his hair, strand of his hair, took him down. That was a little thing. Judas, 30 little pieces of silver, a little amount. Yeah, he sold out the Lord, right?
Yeah, he did.
Ananias and Sapphire, they just told a little lie. And Solomon tells us a little thing, tells us little things like, doing a lot of damage, right? Yeah. Little things that have done a lot of damage. So in the Song of Solomon 2 and 15, catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that are running the vineyards, ruining the vineyards while the vineyards are in blossom. These little foxes he's referring to, guys, were not more than 15 inches tall. They would slip into the vineyards, gnaw at the roots, and destroy the vines. The keepers had to constantly be fox hunting. They had to be on guard. They had to be on alert. They would come out in the darkness, these little guys, evading someone seeing them. So these little foxes will destroy our life, our testimony, if we allow it.
That's it.
Little by little, foxes would eat away and will eat away at what is really important.
Yeah. So how do the foxes destroy the vineyard? Well, first of all, you said it. They're nocturnal. They come out at night, and their mischief can't be seen. And where do they come from? Well, they come from under the ground in their little dens and their tunnels burrowed under the vineyard. You ever seen a dog digging? Well, foxes do the same thing. They don't respect the damage they're doing. They'll tear through anything. It's like, you ever seen a goat? A goat does the same thing. They will eat anything in their path, you know. The foxes are worse, of course.
Sidebar on goats.
On goats.
If you ever want to watch something extremely hilarious, go to YouTube and watch the fainting goats.
Oh, yep.
They're out in California and Arizona. These things are hilarious. We were just talking about these the other day. Their system is geared that if they get any type of shock or anxiety, they just pass out. Even if they're in a full gallop, they'll just pass right out. It's hilarious. Anyway, sorry about that.
No, that's all right. I have
fainting goats.
So it's funny because if someone makes a loud noise, they do the same. Yeah, they just fall over.
Boom.
You know,
they're out.
So I have my daughter Shannon lives in Alabama, and they had two goats. Now they have five goats. Because Mama Goat had three goats. Well, the goats are crazy. They climb on tree stumps. They climb on anything.
Yeah.
I remember years ago seeing one on the hood of a truck. It's like they'll do anything. Well, they're kind of crazy. So, and these foxes, they do. They'll tear through anything. Roots, dirt, rocks. So when they start to burrow under or near a food source like a garden, they're going to create a network of underground tunnels that damage the integrity of the ground as well as by chewing and digging through the garden's root system.
Mm-hmm.
So the garden may not fall in on itself, but the fruit of the vegetables are going to be destroyed because the root systems aren't getting any nourishment to the fruit. On the outside of things, everything looks great in the garden. It only after time, the damage is done beneath the surface begins to visibly impact what others see on the vineyard surface. So those roots are destroyed, now all of a sudden the flowering fruit and all that above ground starts to decay itself. So
very good. Yeah, and so that's a good analogy of how those little foxes can deteriorate and destroy our foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So Solomon is also speaking about, inferring about his marriage, the little things that could destroy his marriage. But it could apply to any area of our Christian life. Notice he says, catch the foxes, identify them, deal with them, get a hold of them now, destroy them or else. Now let's identify these little foxes in our life that may be at work. You know, we'll look at the little things a little bit. Let's identify these little foxes that may be at work in your life, maybe even unknown to you, and hopefully these will help. So the first thing is a little look. The eyes, guys, are the gateway to our mind. So if we open the gate like a shutter on a camera, what you will see will become a recorded moment. Think about that. That's what advertisers spend billions just to get you to look at.
Right.
Just one look at the wrong thing could be all it takes to start a chain reaction of spiritual destruction. Oh, be careful. Little eyes, what you see. I mean, that was a song that came out.
That's a song too, yeah.
Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. I can't sing, by the way. But one of the godliest men who ever lived, Job, he said this in 31:1. I made a covenant with my eyes. Yes. Not to look lustfully at a girl. And that's in the NIV, spelled that way. You can, or it's,
with my eyes, that yes, yeah. His eyes. Yeah.
Was, yeah. You can look at it differently.
It was a misspelling.
But you can help the first look sometimes, guys, on most things, but you can help the second look. You don't need to crane your head around when a pretty girl goes by after she goes by. The sea, I love this, leads to the siege. And the siege seizes you.
That's it.
So we have to be very careful. A little look at that computer image on a porn site or on your cell phone or on your TV. Just a little look will get you.
Listen to these stats. Internet pornography statistics in America. These are some of the most credible statistics available today on internet pornography. So how much porn is accessible online? The amount of pornographic material on the web is staggering. It's as introductory economic search engines, other online repositories tell us, the market for such material is just as large. Every second, 28,000, this is every second, 28,258 users are watching pornography on the internet.
It's crazy. Sad.
Let's see. Every second, $3,075 is being spent on pornography. Every second.
Every second.
Ooh. Every second, 372 people are typing the word adult into a search engine. Every day, 37 pornographic videos are created in the United States. That sounds low.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 2.5 billion emails containing porn are sent or received. 68 million search queries are related to pornography. 25% of total searches are 25% of all total searches that are generated. 116,000. This is the sick part. Related to child pornography are received. Mm. A little look is destroying a lot of lives. It's destroying marriages. It's destroying homes. And the whole idea is to kill that fox.
Kill
now.
That fox.
Yep. Kill that fox now. Number two is a little lack. So what is the fox of a little lack? It could be a lack of spending of time spent with God every day, a little lack of praying, the prayer lack becomes a crack the devil gets through to you.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a little lack and slack in reading God's word. A little leads to a lot. A little opens the door to the devil. So there's a lack of coming to church, a little miss, and another, and then another, and then never.
Right.
A little lack of time and attention with your wife. There's an old country song that says, it's not what I did, it's what I didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
So these lacks can lead to an affair. A little lack of time with your children. It'll come back to haunt you. They're getting away from you. The years pass like months. Better to seize the moment now. So that lack of having your children in church little by little will show up in their morals, their values, their convictions. You're passing it down to them. A little lack of understanding, compassion, gratefulness, appreciation to those around you becomes a little fox eating away at your relationships. Kill that fox.
Kill that fox. And that lack thing, I think, is one of the biggest things that we deal with.
Yeah.
Because guys will go, oh, this Sunday, yeah, I'm going to go play golf this Sunday. I went to church last Sunday. And then the next couple of weeks go by, oh, I'm going to play golf again. And then you spend less and less time with your family,
yep.
Less and less time with church, and it seems to be okay. You had fun with the guys. So little lacks, that's a really good one. The third one is a little lying. Not the big Whopper lies, just the juniors, you know.
Whopper Junior.
Like the Whopper Junior, yeah. The little white lies, stretching the truth, you know, exaggerating.
Ugh.
In Romans 12:2, it says, don't let the world squeeze you into its mold, you know. So the message, don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. And many people do that.
No,
instead, we need to fix our attention on God and we'll be changed from the inside out. And so many people get so caught up, and all of us, in our day-to-day life, the world around us and what's happening, and we don't take the time to let God change our life. So here's 30 lying statistics and facts. How often do people really lie? It's a common phenomenon in human communication. Find dozens of lying statistics below that will illustrate, we'll tell you how common lying is. It's amazing when you read these. I'm going to go through them quickly, and I might not do all of them.
Yeah, do about 10 of them.
People lie for various reasons, such as to avoid punishment, to gain advantage, or to protect somebody's feelings. Doesn't matter, still a lie. But according to a study by the University of Massachusetts, 60% of people can't go 10 minutes without lying.
That's crazy.
And every week, Americans tell at least 11 lies a week. Everyone! A study by the University of Virginia found that people lie more often over the phone than face-to-face. Yee, I wonder why. Another study found that people lie more to strangers than to friends or family members. Well, that's good. At least they don't know you.
How about the children one? How about the children one, number six?
Children start lying at the age of two.
Isn't that?
And by
two.
The age of four, they lie convincingly.
I got the cookies for you.
Parents, pay attention. What's happening? They're not learning it from you or me. They're learning it from their mom and dad.
That's it.
And psychopaths, of course, are more skilled at lying than non-psychopaths, according to that. I could have told them that. They didn't have to do a study about that. But here's a scary one.
Psychopaths.
Doctors are often victims of lying, where 13% of patients admit to lying when talking to their doctors. Doctors also lie back.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is terrible. I don't want to read the rest of them. I'm getting scared.
No. Well, it's
stressing the here's one. Stretching the truth is considered a form of lying, of course, and occurrences committed 32% by all patients at hospitals and health cares. Now, you think about, we get mad at doctors because they don't do the right thing or they screw up. But if 32% of the patients are lying to them, how is their diagnosis going to be?
I got it's a little pain true, in my huh? side, not my whole body.
It's just crazy. Anyway, we could go on and on, but number 15 is kind of wacky and scary. 70% of all people who are liars claim to be willing to do it again. No big deal.
Yeah.
It's just rampant.
That's
so
crazy.
This little fox eats away at the truth, and it eats away at your closeness to God, because lying obviously is sinful, and sin separates us from God. So it destroys our spirit. It's most often found in the form of a denial as well. So we lie to ourselves that everyone is all right, and it isn't. And everything is all right when it really isn't, like when we're going to a marriage counselor. How you doing this week? It's good. We don't really need marriage counseling. My kids are on drugs. No way. Are they addicted? Nah, I can't take, you know, I can take it or leave it. It's not my fault. Don't blame me. I don't know what you're talking about. This little fox of lying is destroying many lives. Kill that fox.
That's it. Number four, which is the last one for today, is a little latitude. Now, a little latitude, the fox of a little latitude is allowing yourself to go beyond the boundaries a bit. It's beyond pushing the envelope. It's something that we call compromise. Yeah. So you start flirting with temptation. You get right up next to it, as close as you can get to it. I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I never have any fun. I know I shouldn't go there, but I'm so lonely. I'll just do it one time. Just trying our relationship before buying into marriage. So we moved in together. There's nothing physical. It's just a friendship, an emotional attachment. A little shortcut ethically. No one will ever know. It's just a few dollars, just a few things from the office. They'll never miss it. Kill that fox.
And that compromise one begins to shred your integrity as a man.
It does.
And if you feel like, oh, I have integrity as a man, and you see yourself, you know, fighting with this fox, your integrity is in jeopardy.
Yeah, and integrity is all about, I mean, it's really what you do behind the scenes that no one sees.
Right.
If you have integrity there, you're going to have it everywhere else in your life.
Yeah, it's a good point too, John, because everybody thinks, oh, well, you know, I always make the right decisions. See, I have integrity. Well, that's your reputation.
Right.
And that's what people see on the outside.
Sure.
Is your reputation. Your real integrity. Yeah. Is what you do on the inside when no one else is looking.
No one's watching, right?
When no one's watching and you do the right thing, that's integrity.
It is.
It will spill over outside when people see you.
Sure.
That's part of it.
Sure.
And your reputation will then become that you're a guy of integrity.
Right.
But you have to have it internally first.
You do. Yep.
When no one's watching.
That's exactly it. Well, we are wrapping this one up for the week. We want to remind you, if you have any questions, you're interested in connecting with us at Wingman, visit wingmannation.com. We also want to drive you, and we'd love for you to stop by mensministries.com and buy some great product. There's some awesome devotionals on there by Pastor Jay. I just posted something on Facebook the other day about men's facial products and hair care, and we got all kinds of stuff for your grill. Check it out, mensministries.com. And until next time,
Wingman out!
Wingman Men's Moment Podcast is brought to you courtesy of the Wingman Nation Men's Ministry. Visit us at wingmannation.com.